This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. At the White House in the last hour, President Bush held the first news conference of his second term. He was asked about Social Security, about how he plans to implement his call in his inaugural address for the spreading of freedom around the world, and also about Iraq.
The story today is going to be very discouraging to the American people. I understand that. We value life, and we weep and mourn when soldiers lose their life. But it is the long-term objective that is vital, and that is to spread freedom. Otherwise, the Middle East will continue to be a cauldron of resentment and hate, recruiting ground for those who have this vision of the world that is the exact opposite of ours.
NPR's Don Gagne was at that press conference with President Bush, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Well, let's start with the subject of Iraq. What was the president's reaction to the ongoing violence in advance of this Sunday's elections?
He says that this violence was to be expected, that it is those factions within Iraq who want to simply put disrupt democracy. And he over and over makes the case that it is worth it, that the U.S. is determined to stand up to this, and that the elections are just a huge historic event in this country. Now, he's also careful not to say that once the elections happen that things will start to get better. He is continuing to tell the American people that that this is not a quick process. This is not a process where you throw the switch and there's democracy, but that the United States is committed to it. Also on the elections, I should add, he was asked about turnout and how much this violence is discouraging turnout, and if a very small turnout would mean that these elections would not be seen as credible. He said it's up to the Iraqi people to determine if the elections are credible. But again, he said just the fact that they're having elections is the important thing, and he wouldn't get into the numbers game in terms of what an acceptable turnout level would be.
Yeah, they're in Iraq. And I gather the president also spoke about his inaugural address in this press conference because there's still some confusion about what he meant when he talked about spreading freedom.
He spoke in very large terms about freedom and how nations around the world that do not respect individual freedoms need to be held accountable. And that was widely interpreted as a kind of a policy shift for this White House, perhaps even signaling a new aggressive posture toward countries that aren't democracies and don't share the U.S. values. Today, he continued to clarify that, as his aides have been doing in recent days, essentially saying, look, it is a long-term goal. He said that we planted a flag of freedom in that speech. It is an ideal for all countries to strive for. But again, it is a long-term goal of the U.S., and he says it's really no different from what he has been talking about in the case of Iraq, and Afghanistan and other places over the course of his first term.
Social Security was also the focus of a lot of questions. Did you learn any details about what the president wants to do?
We got no new details. We are still waiting for them. We know that the White House promotes private accounts, partial privatization of the system, though they don't use that word. They talk about personal accounts. He did not address how they would account for the $1 to $2 trillion costs that everybody says making the transition to those private accounts would have on the deficit and on the budget. So again, no specifics. He did again, though, accuse those who have attacked his programs of using scare tactics, though I should add that they accuse him of the same when he uses words like crisis and bankrupt, even though the system would still be able to meet 75% of its obligations some 40, 50 years out.
Thanks very much, Don.
My pleasure.
NPR's Don Gagne speaking from the White House.